Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You are Danny all day. You're not Danny Day. You are all day. Going for the MVP here at QAM. Works every show. Never takes off. We're very shorthanded and nice enough to come in. Danny, it's great to have you, buddy, and I do appreciate you coming in so we could give Hollywood a break. He's been grinding hard himself. Probably sleeping in this morning, too, a little bit here on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And so we're going to be here with you. So we ended up with three blowouts over the weekend, four home teams win, and the one road team that ended up winning, the San Francisco 49ers, go into Dallas, America's team, and end up getting a win. Although they tried to give it back. They tried to give it back at the end of the – I don't trust Garoppolo at all either, Danny. But
no.
But listen, a guy that the hardest guy for me to read, and I think we're all different on this one, is their quarterback, Dak Prescott. I'm just not sold on the guy yet. And he's had his moments where he looks great, makes great throws, and then, I mean, my God, he's got a ton of talent. Now, that was the first time they've had their offense aligned together for a long time, getting all their guys back last night. But hard team to read. And now with that great record, what they have, 12 wins in the regular season now done as the 49ers will now move on and get set. They guess for winning that game, congratulations. You get to go to Green Bay and play the Packers. And Aaron Rodgers. And, of course, Cincinnati will play the other number one seed. They'll take on Tennessee. So, Danny, I just wanted to ask you this question here this morning. What was the biggest surprise for you outside of Dallas losing? What would it be?
Ooh, man, outside of Dallas losing?
Yeah.
I would say what surprises me most is how Cincinnati was just fearless. It just seemed like Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase they were in their 100th playoff game. It almost seemed like the stage was nothing to them. They just went out there and just every big play, you kept waiting like, oh, yeah. wait, you know, like they're going to start withering away. Nope. And the thing is, Joe Burrow didn't shy away from it. His safety blanket is Ja'Marr Chase. They knew he was going to Ja'Marr Chase, and they were successful at doing it over and over and over again.
Ja'Marr Chase and that back shoulder throw with a guy on him has turned out to be one of the best in the league. He gets a little push. They never call it. And his adjustment to the ball, in fairness to the guy too, pretty impressive. Just gives you an idea, God, you got to go back on how good that LSU team was when they won the national championship.
Remember, receiver number two was Justin Jefferson.
Jefferson, yeah. Surprised they didn't have problems. Well, they just put up – everybody put up big stats on that team, but my God, those two receivers. just a reminder of everything. Hey, so before we get back and talk about all the teams and again, all the great quarterback performances, and we had a bunch of them, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and Brady and Burrow, all really solid, taking care of the football. By the way, you want to hear a crazy stat? Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, and Joe Burrow turn the ball over a total. Guess how many times they turn the ball over as a group? Once.
Yeah, yeah. I know Patrick Mahomes had an interception last night.
He had the
night.
Pick. Yeah. He's the guy. Is that crazy?
Yeah, and I saw Dak Prescott only completed 55% of his passes yesterday. Ooh.
Yeah, so the 49ers get a pretty even with Nick Bosa out of the game. They still get a really good pass rush. They've always had good pass rushers. It's interesting. They don't blitz very much, which you probably heard if you watched the game. They're not a big blitzing team. And when you get a good pass rush with four and put extra defenders into coverage, oh, God. Man, it's nice. Because if you don't, you do it the Dolphins, the other side of that. And Tampa Bay also did it yesterday to Philadelphia, where they're like, all right, you're moving the ball a little bit. It's time. You guys getting a little close. We're gonna go after you a little bit here and put some extra pressure on you and blitz it. Todd Bowles would bring the heat like Brian Flores. Hey, by the way, speaking of the Dolphins and the news coming out, Tua will be the starting quarterback in 2022. That was the reports all weekend, which somebody obviously got from the team for that to come out when it did. By the way, everything's done for a reason. Timing, all that stuff, before the coach comes in and he's named and they go through this whole process of interviews. And I guess Brian Daboll and Leslie Frazier, offensive and defensive coordinators for the Bills, interviewed yesterday. But the other part of this, and now listen, you got a problem with the Dolphins and the way they've done things. You should, because to me, we didn't do a very good job on this rebuild. We did not do a good enough job on the rebuild with free agent dollars, whoever's fault it is, drafts, coaching, whatever. There's a lot of different parts to the fact of what took place. But I got to defend Brian Flores for one thing for sure. Besides, he won two seasons in a row, which we don't do very often around here, is win 2 years in a row. Whatever the drama was between he and Chris and Tua and the drama, and which, by the way, way too much drama for a professional football team. Way too much run into the principal's office, whoever will listen to the principal, trying to get on the good side. But that's another story. I want to go back to 2019 for a second, and some of you may disagree with me on this, and that's okay. Danny, I know you've already said you agree with this. So we came out in 2019, and now Dave Hyde and others, Mike Florio, a lot of national people said, hey, the Dolphins said, all right, we're loading up with all these draft picks. So we're going to try hard, but we need to lose games because we're just not very good. And we got off to an 0-7 start for people that forgot Brian Flores' first year. And by the way, we started getting closer and closer to winning. We were actually getting better. So we went from getting blown out by Baltimore, blown out by New England. And then at times we started getting better. Had a real good half against the Dallas Cowboys. Almost beat Washington. And we're 0-7, but, you know, the word is like, hey, we're getting a lot better. And then kind of wondering, we didn't know much about Brian Flores. And then Brian Flores said two things. He said, I've seen enough of Josh Rosen. We're going with Ryan Fitzpatrick the rest of the season. The other part that you may or may not know is he went to his football team in a meeting and said, hey, guys, I know what you're thinking. We're tanking for Tua. And by the way, it wasn't tank for Joe. It was tank for Tua at this point, early in the season. And he said, I just want to let everybody know, we're going to play the best players, and we're going to try to win every frigging game, and we're going to do one better. We're getting real close to winning games. We're going to win some frigging games. And the guys went nuts. See, the guys don't want to hear about tanking for Tua, tanking for Joe. They want to win. They want to win. And by the way,
yeah,
the players on the team know who the best quarterback is. And they knew the best leader and the best quarterback was Ryan Fitzpatrick, not Josh Rosen. who's lucky to be in the league right now. I don't know if he's still in the league.
But I mean, if you tell a player, hey, look, we're tanking for someone, that player doesn't know if they're going to even be back next season. Why would they go there and purposefully take a dive and then maybe lose their job?
Right. So for every team that lost this year, because we saw Detroit get some big wins at the the very end. Texans beat the Chargers when they were really bad.
And Jacksonville beat
Buffalo.
Indiana.
And
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, yes.
For the playoffs.
So we can talk about all the bad teams, but they're trying to win every game because you hired me and are giving me damn good money to win friggin' games and develop guys for the future that we're going to keep. Nick Needham, Zach Sealer. So we're taking some guys from other teams. I'm going to develop and coach them up. Of course, I named two defensive guys, right? Not offensive guys. So that's my job, is to win as many games as I can, whatever your game plan is. And listen, you crippled me. There's no question. You got rid of some of my best players. We got rid of a tackle. We ended up getting rid of a running back, and we got rid of a really good safety who went to Pittsburgh and has played damn well, although kind of forgotten now because of Javon Holland and the things that Javon can do. But early on, you know, everybody, like hey, you may cripple me, but I'm going to try to get enough good players that we're going to try to win some games. Now, I didn't know we were going to go 5-4 in the last nine games of 2019, but we did. And so tanking from Tua went to, oh, he's injured, I don't know, to maybe tank for Joe, but it's too late because Cincinnati loves him. He's in their backyard. He grew up close. He's a perfect guy for them. So when I hear all this stuff, the Dolphins even screwed up the tank. Those guys didn't know what ownership. Apparently they weren't all on the same page. They're never going to be on the same page as a head coach if they're telling them, hey, we've really crippled your team. It's probably the worst roster in the NFL. And the guy went out and friggin' won five games in the last nine. Almost won a couple more, by the way. Almost got a couple more on you, including knocking the Patriots out in that last game where Fitzpatrick hits Gesicki in back of the end zone.
Yeah, I want to say, have you ever seen a weaker roster? I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but that was a very weak roster.
That was one of his best jobs.
Wow.
His best job coaching was probably that first year when he had
nothing. No
horsepower. Now, Ryan Fitzpatrick and Devontae Parker were sensational together. But you're right. That roster, remember, they're going on TV going, the league needs to look into this. This is terrible for football. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Endangering player safety, yeah.
Yeah. And they go, don't worry about us. We're going to win some freaking games.
We're just going to go out there and win.
So anyway, they ended up getting the wins and everything else. So I just wish everybody – look, I don't like what's going on here. I think it's a bad look. I think every 3 years where we got to change a coach and then the drama comes out about what happened, it is so girlish having three daughters. It just like, what are we doing? We're grown-ass men. What's going on? Who runs to who and tries to get support from who? And it's always the same guy that gets screwed on. It's the head coach because he's down coaching and people are sitting up in the box, sitting around the people that are making decisions. And it's just a bad look for everybody. Whatever happened there, probably never going to know the story. And the story we know is only going to be one-sided, unfortunately. So that's it. Anyway, we got to go to break here. Got a lot of good stuff, though, because if you're not into football, the Panthers and the Heat, looking real good, and the Heat getting ready to get Bam Adebayo back, and the Panthers, somebody forgot to tell them this is hockey, not friggin' baseball, man. They are scoring a lot of goals these days. 9-2 win and 7-1 win over the weekend on a Friday and Saturday. 21-3 at home. Can't make that up, man. They are fun to watch, and they got a bunch of really, really good players. Verhaeghe and Duclair and Huberdeau and Bennett and Barkov and Ekblad and Reinhardt. Who's next, man? Who's next? That's what that team's doing. Hey, before we go to break, I want to tell you about Edge. Edge Energy Drink. It's good, man. Edge Energy Drink got a great taste to it. Whether you're just dragging, getting ready to want to work out or just get through the day and you don't have time to catch up on some sleep, and you like energy drinks, and if you haven't had Edge, you got to try it. You got to go to liquorsplit.com so you can try it because they're going to deliver it to you. That's the only way you can get it. But now that the holidays are over, I want to let you know you can still get my $25 gift to you from Edge and LiquorSplit.com, South Florida's local liquor delivery service. You can find liquor favorites at LiquorSplit.com, and they'll deliver it all to you, and they do it quickly, so that's not a problem. But listen to this. $25 off with my code Joe. No minimum purchase. That's right. $25 off. No minimum purchase. That is my after the holiday gift to you. Just go to liquorsplit.com, enter my code Joe. You'll receive that $25 gift. While you're there, get Edge Energy Drink, delicious and smooth with zero aftertaste. Great to use with your premium mixer, whatever that might be, a little vodka, a little rum. Can't go wrong. Get your holiday cheer with the code Joe. It's the beer and the cheer at liquorsplit.com. Fast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Liquor delivery every day. All right, welcome back, and happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day to everybody out there, whether you're working a full day, half a day, or have it off. Hopefully you have it off and you're up with us this morning. We got a lot of stuff to get to here. Hopefully you get some time to celebrate the day with your family a little bit. Joy, a lot of stuff going on. You know, what time's the entertainment start today, Danny? With those crazy-ass motorcycle guys and those four-wheeler and three-wheeler and those guys standing on their bikes going 75 miles an hour down the freeway on the one wheel, which is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
It gets me nervous, man.
Well, those guys are obviously really good.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to go through the lights. And every year, the city of Miami says, not this year. We want to let those guys know we'll be watching for you, and you will not break the rules and laws of Dade County. And guess what? tonight at 5 o'clock, I'm going to turn on the news. And there they are, man, driving around and people, you know, stuck in downtown traffic and can't move. They're not stopping for anybody. Every year. That's what we have.
Yeah.
So we'll see if they move it maybe to Fort Lauderdale or if they're going to. They get most of their pub in Miami. They know if they're coming down here.
It's not as sexy in, you know, other parts of the town when you could be downtown Miami. That's fun.
Yeah, so it's been going on now, you know, and it gets a lot of – I think the fact that we give it so much publicity. You think anything's going to change tonight? You think, like, today we're going to – they're still going to all here? They're all here from out of town now, like, yeah, let's do it. What's the game plan here? Let's have a little fun. So while we got all that stuff going on here, we did have some good games. We had some blowouts as well, and a lot of news coming out as we find out the Tua story, who will be the starting quarterback, and I'm not surprised. I'm not sitting here going shocked and telling everybody. There will be no competition for him. No, they'll probably draft somebody. Wouldn't be surprised if they – did draft somebody, but Tua will be the starting quarterback. And yes, most starting quarterbacks don't have any competition, and I think they're going to treat Tua that way, and they're going to build around him, which obviously needs to be done for people. And if you're going to have him as a quarterback, you got to get more around him. You got to get him more durable receivers. I got no problem drafting a receiver first overall. But I will tell you one thing. I may be wrong. This is just early watching the history of this crappy offensive line drafting that we do. We've been terrible at it, unless we just want to blame all the coaches. Maybe that's it. Who knows? I don't think they have the basketballs to take an offensive lineman in the first or second round. I don't think they do. I think they realize they have so many high draft picks on that offensive line right now in years one, going into years two, three, and four. Even your center goes into year four now. That I think it'll be a veteran offensive lineman or two that they think can come right in and start and help these other guys. I think that's how they do it. So I expect a high draft pick, wide receiver, because we have had success doing that. And stay away from drafting offensive linemen. Be very surprised to see where we're picking for us to reach out and take an offensive lineman. There'll be some offensive linemen. The kid from Alabama will be long gone, probably the first or second or third pick in the whole damn draft. We're out of that game, folks. That's gone. All those high draft picks are gone. We're done. The 5-1s are done. We're back to one. We're back to like most normal people now, except for Philadelphia, but they're now the Miami Dolphins with all the high draft picks that they have. But so I just wanted to say that as Brian Daboll and Leslie Frazier, just think about this too. And I know they've already interviewed some of these people. I believe Brian Daboll and Leslie Frazier for the Buffalo Bills defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator both had their interviews yesterday.
How does that go about? Is that over the phone? Is that a Zoom or is that in person?
It's got to be a Zoom.
It's got to be. I mean, yeah, if they can't coach one night, then wake up, catch a plane.
They know both guys really well.
Okay.
Let me just stop you. We've, matter of fact, Brian Daboll's been on our staff. He's been part of Alabama. He's been with Tua. And because of all that and the offense that he's running right now that's fun to watch, although we don't have Josh Allen.
Yeah.
That would make it real fun. But I think Daboll's got a good chance to get the job. I do. I would not be surprised if we go back to an offensive-minded head coach. And but the bigger issue, Dave Hyde's written about this a lot. We got to get everybody on the same page. Like, how's this all going to work? And not necessarily right now where I'm new and I'm kind of playing along with you. But if I have some success and now year two, I really like some. I mean, we just got to get everybody on the same page. Everybody has to be on the same page so we don't have this major every three-year turnover that we have with a head coach. Then we're mad at the GM because we think quietly he's got all the power with the owner and the CEO and everybody else. So he's in a situation where he badmouths and blames the head coach, and the head coach ends up getting fired. Because that's pretty much what happened here, pretty much. Now, there's probably some other parts to it. I don't even care at this point. I hope Brian Flores gets another job. He's up for the Texans job and Chicago job. We'll find out. I don't think some of this stuff helped him, by the way. I think it's all a bad look about the power and how the stuff that's come out. But I think bottom line is winning in this league, and that guy won 2 years in a row, which doesn't happen very often around here. Doesn't happen very often. And he was able to do it in the second half of his first year, his second season, 10-6, and last year coming all the way back to get it to 9-8, beating the Patriots in that last game. So, got to give him some credit for that, no matter what happened with that whole situation, which I'm actually getting tired of talking about. I'm so tired of talking about Chris Greer and the nice guy and the nice guy wins and whatever the structure is and the stories that people leak back to the owners, or he said, well, this thing's not working. I can't have this. People getting treated this way or however this thing went down. This little bits that have leaked out. Dolphins claim they've tried not to leak stuff out, but you leak stuff out. That, I mean, you make a decision like that and you got some of your fan base that's salty. You've got to do it. So yesterday was a good move. I get it. Hey, by the way, everybody, Tua is going to be the starting quarterback for 2022. That's where we're going. Doing our interviews. These are the guys on the interview process, and we'll be looking at them, and we'll go from there. And so that's where the Dolphins are. I don't know how many weeks it will take to make that decision because some of these coaches are still in the playoffs, and I'm not exactly sure if they're looking for somebody with a little head coaching experience or if it's more about just the best and hottest coordinators in the business right now. I have no idea. None whatsoever. I do want to say this morning, though. We have the DCC coming up, the Dolphins Challenge Cancer, February 26th. It's the end of next month. It's our 12th year. Started with the thoughts of Mad Dog getting cancer and then losing Jim Mandich. And so I think a lot of the former players, I think I speak on behalf of guys that have stayed involved with this, but you can get involved and we'd love to have you come out. And the fantastic part about this, you can walk, you can run, or you can jump on a bike. You can go different miles on it. I know a lot of former players are involved. Some of the active players will be out there with us as well. And so if you've been touched by cancer in any way, it's a huge fundraiser for Sylvester. They do great work. The Dolphins just really go after it between now and that date and doing the best. We're going to be giving away to do our part here. We're trying to get two-hour shows on a weekend. And so last year, Robert Taylor took it. And we just had a blast. One of the greatest guys I've ever been around. Heard his story. And basically, I'll come in on a Saturday or a Sunday morning. We'll work it around your schedule where we got a couple of free hours around sports. And you can come in with the topics you want to talk about. You can bring somebody with you to go on the air with you. You can talk about your own charities. You can talk about your business as much as you want. So if old radio is something you haven't done or you want to try or you want to do it, so you and another person can join me for a couple of hours. And really, you tell me what you want to do, and we'll do it. You're the one donating the money, so we'll take the highest bid coming up this week for the DCC. We'll do one this week, and we'll do one more where you can come in for a couple of hours. And again, you want to pump up your business to have people call in on behalf. You do it however. You pick the sports topics you feel comfortable with, the whole thing. It's your 2 hours. It's going to be tough to beat having Robert Taylor in here last year. He was just fantastic and one of the great human beings up in Broward County with all the charity events. Made me feel small there, Danny, the amount of work that charity stuff that Robert Taylor did for people that know Robert Taylor and how much he gives back. Just a fantastic guy. So we'll be doing that coming up. Just teasing you a little bit here this morning. As we got a lot of stuff to get to, as four home teams win, one home team loses, and it is America's team that goes down, the Dallas Cowboys. And if you enjoyed the three games yesterday and two on Saturday, Well, what the heck? We're going to do another one tonight, man. We're going to let Arizona and L.A. play one more time and see what happens.
Should be fun.
Yeah, and listen, these playoff games are going to be a lot. We're going from wild card to the division, and this will be fun. We know Cincinnati and Tennessee will play each other. We know San Francisco's going to Green Bay, and we know the Buffalo Bills get to go to play the Kansas City Chiefs. How's that for starters? Not bad at all. Hey, right now, though, we want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Yes, we do, because we got a hot little SUV family that we really like. We think it's the best we've ever had. And if it's not new, it's used, and we got plenty for you right here in South Florida. Let's talk about some of those beautiful, stylish SUVs like the big boys, the new Tahoes, and the new Suburbans with a new look and more space. I'm telling you right now, if you need something that screams, I need space for not just myself, but for my whole family, it's hard to beat those beautiful new-looking Tahoes and Suburbans and our midsize SUV like the new Traverse. Plenty of space and a fantastic look. It really is across the board. And then the Trailblazer, the Blazers, and the Equinox. I love that Trailblazer so much I had to buy one, man. What a great look. What a great look. And Silverado trucks. Are you kidding me? Strong, durable, lots of different styles to fit your needs for everyday life. Corvettes and Camaros, man, we got something for everybody in your family. Best overall products we've ever had. Hey, all you have to do is come check it out. We've got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kendall and I have so much time to sit down. About myself.
All right, welcome back, and happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day to everybody out there. Whether you, again, if you have the day off, great. If you're just up and you just can't get enough of us, man. Just can't get enough of us. Danny all day is with us. You got to be caught. Does anybody else call you Danny all day? Huh?
Just you, Joe, just you.
I freaking love that, man.
I love it.
Man, you work all the shifts, man. You come in with no sleep.
Look, Joe,
and
you
like to live hard at night sometimes.
You know me, Joe. I try to live like you did back in the day when you were with the Dolphins, but
I'm not doing it anymore.
No. But you and I both getting up at 4 a.m. I'm going to be here till midnight tonight. They don't have anybody to do the Heat game, so I'm doing this show. I'm doing Zaslow's show, taking a little break, maybe go to the gym, get some health. Then I'm going to get ready for the Heat game. I'm going to be here till midnight and back again tomorrow. Let's do it.
Wow.
But nobody works harder than you and I. I'm not trying to toot our own horn.
No. These guys all. Everybody works hard. Heat and the Raptors tonight. The Raptors made a nice little comeback now, 21-19 on the season. I just want to say this, and I know they're coming off a game where they can't shoot any worse than they did in their loss to the 76ers. Just terrible. Across the board, it was just bad. The Miami Heat are now one game back of the number one position in the Eastern Conference. One game back, half a game back of the Brooklyn Nets, and the Chicago Bulls have lost three in a row. So let me just say, I felt like this was going to happen. Bam's coming back at some point here in the near future. We're going to run out of the COVID cases with this team, and everybody's going to be coming back, including Bam Adebayo. Could be back tonight, but definitely expected back with all these home games coming up here in the next couple for sure. The Miami Heat and Kevin Durant's out 4 to 6 weeks with a sprained knee, and the other guy, I don't know why we waste our time talking about a guy that plays part-time. That's just so far. I'm so tired of listening to people talk about Kyrie Irving, who's obviously super talented. You know, wherever you want to rank him. But I'm not going to rank him at the top. Guy never plays. Like, however you feel, and he doesn't want to play by the rules and take the shots, that's fine. A lot of you out there haven't done it. We got people here that haven't done it either. But the Heat are going to take advantage of all this stuff, and they're going to jump ahead. And by the way, it's going to happen. This is not going to happen in 30 games from now. The Miami Heat are going to be in that number one spot any day now and not giving it up for the rest of the year. They're as good as anybody from top to bottom. There are some better players at the top, but from what they have now, and now Spo's got to figure out how to play everybody, which what a great problem to have. Wow, I've developed all these friggin' guys I trust in my lineup or trust coming off the bench. Now I got to figure out how many to play because I can't play them all.
Yeah.
Once all my stars come back.
You have a guy, Omer Yurtseven, who was a G leaguer, and now he's averaging like 13-13 over the past couple of games. My goodness.
He's got – they talked about him at camp, and I'm like, yeah, they talked
about
him.
Yeah, everybody does good in summer league.
The kid's got some talent. So this thing – and the other side of this is what the Panthers have done. Their two wins. I mean, they outscored Dallas and Columbus 16-3 in their last two games. They have this has been the best stretch. I mean, they've been pounding everybody. They scored 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They've scored 9 goals. I mean, there are a lot of teams go a lot of years without scoring 9 goals in a game. And this thing has by far, we said, well, you know, it's got a chance to be the best, and we lost the head coach and some old drama from Chicago when he took the fall. But this thing, these guys are like, hell no, it doesn't matter who's coaching. We bring our kids in here and coach this thing. We got a good team. We know we got a real good team. We got a bunch of really good players. They have just, every move they have made has been a home run. And by the way, the rehab job that Big Bob has done in goal has been just an amazing story. But you get Verhaeghe, Duclair, Bennett, Reinhart. These guys have just fit right in with good old Huberdeau and Barkov and Ekblad, our original number one picks, who are also all playing really well. So this thing. Now, again, I know you got to beat them. I know who they are. They know who they are. Tampa Bay is there, which, by the way, how much fun. This is where you get outside of being a hockey fan when Tampa Bay and the Florida Panthers play going forward because there's some bad blood. We kicked their ass, and they wanted to fight at the end of the game. They wanted to fight. It was no longer you've embarrassed us. So we got something special going there if they do. And, of course, Tampa Bay – as also, once again, after winning back-to-back Stanley Cups, they got another damn good team. They got another damn good team. But I just, you know, for what we go through football, the high school, the college, and the professional football, which we do a lot of on this show, a lot. Overdose, yes. Too much, some would say yes. But the Panthers and the Heat got really good teams. And don't be surprised. For the first time ever, we could have a number one seed in both our teams. Both our teams, which we don't get very often. One in Broward, one in Dade. So it could be a lot of fun, man. Could be a lot of fun going forward here, especially with all the craziness in the Eastern Conference right now. Chicago Bulls, look, they got a nice team and they're a hell of a story. Brooklyn Nets now. I thought Kevin Durant was the MVP, what he's been doing. I did. Everybody's got Steph Curry and this guy and that guy. For me, it's been Kevin Durant, and that guy to be out 4 to 6 weeks with that knee, which, by the way, he's been playing big minutes anyway. Thought this might happen. Somebody gets rolled up on, or a guy tries to take a charge and rolls up on a guy. But the Heat just one game back in the Eastern Conference with everybody about ready to come back, with Bam just about ready to come back and fit in with this group. Just, it's a nice story, man. It's a very nice story. And they got a bunch of home games coming up. A bunch of those games. By the way, yesterday was fun too now. How'd you like that? How did we like two on Saturday and then a triple header? 1-4-8 yet last night. Pretty good, right?
Yeah, that was pretty good. You get the two on Saturday, you get three on Sunday, and then you get an extra game tonight. I
and
love the Monday game.
You get a little dessert tonight.
I don't mind that at all.
With Arizona and the Rams.
And no overlap. It's all just one game to focus on. I love that.
Hey, so Danny, let me ask you this. I thought the game that was going to be close was, I think we all did.
Yeah.
Was the 49ers we thought could play with the Cowboys, although I thought the Cowboys would win. So
I
don't sound like I thought all the home teams are going to win.
I thought Dallas was going to find a way to win one game in the playoffs.
And they go down as a disappointment. And let me just warn you, for the national media stuff, that will be, even though Big Ben's done and that thing's over, and a little teaser last night, they're up 7-0 before Kansas City got serious and decided to put up some big, big numbers on them. But I will tell you, everything's going to be about the coaching, Jerry Jones, and Dak Prescott today. Mike McCarthy is terrible. He's terrible. Most overrated coach in the NFL. Not even close. Like, he's sitting there upset. I would love for him to go back and look at those 14 penalties that his team had, including 5 or 6 were pre-snap penalties that his guys had, including his defensive end kept tackling the friggin' pulling guard, which, what are you doing? Like, get off the block. You can't just take him and try to tackle him. So they got called for defensive holding a couple times, same guy. Now he's going to go back and look at that and go, you know, you can't do that. And he's over on the side and he's bitching. And then the biggest mistake for me, and this is not going to help Kellen Moore get a head coaching job, which, by the way, I believe the Dolphins are interviewing him too. Dak Prescott, with no timeouts, decides to run on a quarterback draw up the middle. And, by the way, not just a run, but he got 17 yards. What did he get to, like, the 20-yard line? One problem. Time.
Yeah.
Terrible time management. That's not on the officials. So I probably should have slid earlier. How about throw it? Just that one is totally and again, there's no guarantee they still got to throw it, even if they get another play, throw it 20-something yards out into the end zone. And what would have happened, who knows. But just a terrible game and just a real poorly coached game. I don't know what everybody thought of Dak Prescott. I thought he had the most pressure on him playing for America's team and Dallas Cowboys, and they can play with anybody, and they're going to go. Today, they are going to get hammered by the national media for that game. Wherever. 12-5 in the regular season and lose to the 49ers in the first round of the playoffs at home. And I've been there. It's terrible. But I never played for the Dallas Cowboys, where everything, including losses, is a bigger story. No question about it. We got to go to break. We got the 8 o'clock hour coming up, man. We haven't even got into perfection. We had perfection over the weekend. We got to tell you about. Never happened before. And it happened in freezing weather. That's how good the Buffalo Bills are. We'll have that story for you when we come back. But first, got to take a moment here, if you don't mind, to tell you about my favorite energy drink. I love talking about Edge energy drink. My man Johnny Law sent me some extra Edge, and I want to tell you, it does go really well with that rum. I am not going to lie to you. Yep, I've tried it with vodka too, but I think I like it better with the rum. But man, it's good on the rocks or any time. Or if you're just working out and need a little energy, it's a great way to go, and it's really tasty. For those folks out there that like an energy drink, and are always looking for the new ones when they come out. There's a new one. It's called Edge Energy Drink. You can only get it. You can't go to the grocery store. Can't go to Publix and get it. It's liquorsplit.com is where you get it. And they'll deliver it with all your favorite liquors right to your doorstep. So listen, we got something going on right now after the holidays. You can get my $25 gift to you from Edge Energy and liquorsplit.com, South Florida's local liquor delivery service. And they do it super fast for you. You can find all your liquor favorites at liquorsplit.com. $25 off with my code Joe. No minimum purchase. That's right. $25 off. No minimum purchase. Not a bad way to go. So that's my gift to you, man. You'll receive a $25 gift by going to my code Joe. While you're there, get Edge Energy Drink. Delicious and smooth with zero aftertaste. Great to use with your premium mixer. So, hey, come on. It's holidays are over. That doesn't mean you can't still enjoy something really tasty. Ah, Cheer the Cove with Joe. It's the beer and the cheer at liquorsplit.com. Fast liquor delivery every day.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.